For A-State Connections, I'm Jonathan Reeves. Dr. Lenita Cooksey has held several titles during her time at Arkansas State University and is currently the Provost and Executive Vice Chancellor at Arkansas State. She'll be retiring June 30th, and Dr. Alan Utter will take over the position July 1st. Utter comes to A-State from Texas Women's University, where he's currently Provost and Vice President for Academic Affairs. I talked to Dr. Cooksey about her career and her remembrances of Arkansas State.
I came to Arkansas State, actually Jonesboro is my hometown, so I grew up in Jonesboro. I received 2 degrees from A-State, one in zoology, and then went on to continue with my master's degree here in biology, and so pretty much A-State blood runs in my veins just from having grown up and been a part of the campus since the time I was born. I left the area to pursue my graduate studies at the doctoral level, and also I had positions with the U.S. Department of Agriculture and with Colorado State University and Shriner University before having the opportunity to come back to the A-State campus. A faculty position had opened up. I was visiting the campus to visit with some of my former faculty members and some the department chair, which was a friend of mine at the time, and just casually said, you know, I'd like to come back to Arkansas State if you ever have a position. And an individual had retired unexpectedly in the spring of that year. This was in June that I was having this conversation. And he said, well, we may be able to make that happen. And sure enough, I was offered a faculty position, and my husband worked for USDA, and he was sort of looking for a change as well. And so we came back home.
And when was that?
That would have been in the summer of 1993. So I started on faculty in August of 1993. So I'm wrapping up about 26 years here.
So tell us about how you went from faculty position to provost at the university, if you don't mind.
Well, it really wasn't intentional. I was blessed in many respects that I had a department chair that involved me in getting with various committees and activities and so forth from the time I entered the department in biology as a faculty member. And so I got very involved in university activities through committees, through things that we did with student recruitment, advising and so forth, and then got involved in doing some things in the department, like helping to schedule graduate students, to assigning them to the various teaching opportunities for laboratory assistants and so forth. And then for some reason or another, course scheduling sort of popped up, and I took on helping with some of the course scheduling before it was as automated as it is today, and sort of was picking up skill sets that were sort of leading me towards being able to be in a leadership or administrative position unknowingly. I just felt that they were things I could do to help contribute back to my department. I have to admit that I enjoyed doing many of those things. And so that preparation sort of got me ready to be in a leadership position. And ironically, the chair was being moved into an associate dean's position at the college level, and I was offered the opportunity to be department chair. And so this was just about 2 weeks before the start of a fall semester. It was rather sudden. I think it surprised some faculty, but they were all very gracious to me. And so I had that opportunity then to move into department chair's position. I went from there to being an associate dean in what was then the College of Arts and Sciences. Mm-hmm. And from that position, then I came over to academic affairs, and I've been in the academic affairs office for 19 years.
Right. So how have you enjoyed being this? It sounds like you said you're doing a lot of the things that you did enjoy doing anyway in that, but how has it been working over here for 19 years?
It's been a good experience. Of those 19 years, I've spent 7 of those as provost. I'll be quite honest, I didn't think I would stay in the provost position past an interim appointment just to fill the gap that was there during some changeover in administration. In fact, I told the chancellor at that point in time that I would be glad to step in on an interim basis as provost until he would be able to do a search to find a provost position. And I'm not really sure what happened from there, but 7 years later, I'm still in the position. So, and so that was never intentional that I had planned to stay in the provost position. As an associate vice chancellor, I worked in a lot of the areas that were academic services, and I worked with students, and I worked with student success initiatives and so forth. And I really enjoyed that. And I also worked with committees like the Curriculum Committee and the General Education Committee, so I still had that tie to the faculty in terms of working with the faculty. What I left out somewhere in the middle of between being associate vice chancellor and also before I became provost, I also had a dual appointment as dean of University College along with my associate vice chancellor. Wow. So I was doing things that were student success-oriented, and that's sort of a part of my calling, I guess, is to have worked in those areas. So I've worn a lot of different hats, and sometimes I've worn two hats at once. But the provost was something I don't know that I ever aspired to do. I mean, that was not on my list of things I wanted to do, you know. It happened. It was an opportunity. I was very privileged to serve in that capacity, and I've done the best, at least I've tried to keep the best interest of the university at heart in serving as provost, and sometimes you don't make everyone happy when you do that because they're tough decisions that have to be made. Mm-hmm. And the tough decisions are the ones that keep you awake at night and that you worry about, all you can do is do the best that you can with the information that you have to make those decisions. So it's been tougher because I've dealt with a lot more budgetary items. I've dealt with a lot more human resource items and so forth as provost. And so some days, as a provost, you feel like you could be anywhere in corporate America because that's what chief leadership would do in a corporation. You get a little removed sometimes from the academic world because you're taking care of key factors that are very, very important.
Right. We're talking to Dr. Lenita Cooksey here on A-State Connections on KASU. So if you don't mind, what is a provost for university? What is that role?
Provost is the chief academic officer, and usually, depending on how the institution's set up, they may be second in line to the chancellor. We share, Dr. Lynn Fry and myself are both executive vice chancellors, so we both serve in a advisory capacity to the chancellor. But basically, they are the provost is the individual that basically is over all of the academic aspects, usually the institution. They're responsible for those functions.
And that would be for like maybe new programs and new things like that?
Anything from new programs to faculty to even the staff that are within the various academic departments. Obviously, the deans are direct supports, reports to the provost. You know, we have the units, for instance, in academic affairs range everything from the museum and the library and areas such as KASU and so forth to all of the academic colleges and all of the student support, academic support services that we provide, such as advising and tutoring and so forth. So it's pretty much anything that's academic. It basically falls under the leadership of the provost.
One question I want to ask you, in your 26 years here at Arkansas State, of course, obviously there has been a lot of changes here at Arkansas State that's taken place. Kind of your thoughts on how Arkansas State has evolved over the past 26 years that you've been here.
The campus looks very, very different in 26 years. We've had a lot of physical growth on our campus. I'm very, very proud of our liberal arts building. That was something that we basically had needed for a long time, and it's certainly a showplace on our campus in terms of adding that. Other areas have not necessarily been academic buildings, but such things as, for instance, the Fowler Center is very much an academic building, and that was has been added during my time here on campus. And we're very proud of the Fowler Center and the support that it provides for our theater department, but also the things that the Fowler Center, along with the Bradbury Gallery, Bradbury Museum can offer to the community. Mm-hmm. And so that's been a very welcome addition as well. So that too would be an academic building. But we've had the Arkansas Biosciences Institute that was added during this time frame, and that was a game changer for our institution in terms of elevating us in terms of much of the research that we do on our campus, that our faculty do, particularly in the STEM areas. So a lot of physical growth. We've had a lot of changes. We've reorganized colleges. Sometimes we've put them back like they were at one point in time, and sometimes we've made them totally new. That's just part of the changing landscape of a university. But our students, we made changes in our admission standards. I think faculty began to see a change of student success in terms of in student preparedness in their classrooms. Just a lot of different things that have contributed, but it's probably easiest to see the physical changes on the campus, because you can walk by a building and say, oh, we've updated this, or we've upgraded it, or whatever the case may be, or we built a new building. But there's a lot of things behind the scenes that we tend to forget about because they're not visible to us. They're those intangible things that go on. Just the adding of student support programs. Another area that I'm really proud of, and I want to give Jill Simons credit for this because it was her brainchild, but our Learning Commons that's on the ground floor of the library has been a game changer. Students have one place they can go to receive tutoring in various general education and introductory courses. There's a speech prep lab there, so students can learn to give oral presentations. There's a writing lab. Students can improve their writing. There's help with mathematics. It's a very welcoming place for students to go to get assistance that they may need to support them in their classes. So there's just a lot of things. We look so much more like a university today. And I have to laugh because, having grown up here, still a number of people refer to the college. Well, out there at the college. But when I grew up, I actually had the opportunity, and I remember sitting what was then South Elementary School, and there was an announcement that came over from the principal over the PA system, and the announcement was that Arkansas State College had become Arkansas State University, and that was in 1967. And I remember that as an elementary school student, because it was, you know, we were school kids. We didn't understand the significance of it, but it was important enough that it became announced by our principal, so that meant that it was important. So I've had the opportunity to watch the university change over many, many years. And I will tell you, for about the 12 or so years that I was out of the community, the university had a lot of change. And I was always eager, when I would come back to visit at the holidays with my family that lived here, I was always eager to come out to the campus and see what had taken place. And so I've watched Caraway Road, that used to run between what was Wilson Hall and the Student Union, be closed. I've watched Caraway Road go from two-lane with traffic moving in one direction to two-lane with traffic moving in opposite directions, to there being no Caraway Road from the agricultural building to the other side of campus due to the greenway that we now have in that area. So being able to compare the campus from when I was a student, when we probably had 6,000 to 7,000 students, and to come back, the campus looked very different when I came back as a faculty member. Just it had grown and changed, and it had that university feeling.
Dr. Lenita Cooksey joining me here. One thing I wanted to also talk about real fast is the online programs. I know that's something that you have seen an awful lot of growth in, the online area, and I believe Arkansas State has been rated as, being recognized for some of the top, online programs in the country, and that's huge. It says a lot for Arkansas State.
It does. Online has, nationwide, online has become something that students, to be able to have access to college, has become very, very important. Not every student has the ability because they either are committed for needing to work or they have family commitments and so forth. And not every student is the 18-year-old that comes to campus as a first-year student. We have students that come in all sorts of packages in terms of age and academic needs and so forth. So online has become so important to be able to give students another way in which they can access higher education. And our campus had some online types of initiatives prior to 2008, but in 2008 is when we really started growing our programs. And so today we're looking at an enrollment as of this spring, probably close, if not over, a little bit of 5,000 students that are online with totally online programs. And for these students, a lot of them being able to come to campus and take time away from work or being able to be away from their families in the evenings or whatever is not a possibility. So we're filling a niche for students that might not be able to have the ability to complete a degree, which is going to help them in many, many ways in terms of their jobs and economic status and so forth. So a big change, and that change has pretty much on our campus has occurred since 2008. I had the opportunity to work as we were securing the approval on a sort of a state-by-state basis so that students that who may have lived in Tennessee or may have lived in Alabama or wherever the case may have been, so that those students, if they wanted to pursue coursework at Arkansas State through an online program, we had to have permission from the states to do that. And so I did a lot of that initial legwork of trying to figure out how the different higher education policies differed among the states, particularly the states that were surrounding Arkansas or that were in the southern educational region. And so things have changed with that, too. Now there's pretty much something with the acronym of SARA that basically allows us not to have to submit all of that paperwork multiple times a year to continue to get our programs approved and so forth. And so it allows all universities that are part that participate in SARA to be able to more easily expand their program offerings and so forth beyond their state lines. But it was a new world. It really was a new world, working to get online programs established and getting them up and running and so forth. And but we have changed the lives of a lot of students with being able to provide them with education they would not have had otherwise.
Yeah. And also becoming a leader as well in that regard.
We probably have, and I think we do have, the largest online enrollment of any institution in the state.
What are you going to miss about Arkansas State University?
I'm going to miss my Arkansas State University family. There will be aspects of the job that I will miss, but I will miss my ASU family the most. It's the people that you see every day. It's the individuals that you've developed relationships through the years. It's the new faces of the new faculty that came in 2 or 3 years ago, and you've kind of watch them, you know, find their way on campus, and you know that they're going to do really well in the future, but you want to see how they are 10 years down the road. Well, I'm sure I can ask, and that won't be a problem, but I will miss the people that I've cultivated relationships with, that I work with every day, and even some of those that maybe I don't see every day, but I pick up the telephone and I call, and they're eager to help, and so the ASU family will be who I will miss.
But I know you're still going to be in the Jonesboro area, so it's not like you're going to be like totally away.
No, we'll be in the Jonesboro area, so I hope to see people as I grocery shop or that I'm shopping or out dining or whatever the case may be. I really hope to be able to continue to see people. And, you know, if I want to come back to campus and visit from time to time, I may do some of that as well. I need to turn the provost job over to the new provost because that will be their responsibility. And it's not my role to meddle at that point in time. And every time there's a change in administration, new things happen. There are different decisions made. And I just want to be able to step aside and say that's good for the university. I'm glad that they're moving that direction.
And that's Dr. Lenita Cooksey. I'm Jonathan Reeves for A State Connections.